And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
And good afternoon and welcome to Yarra Valley FM. This is Michael Goodrich from Yarra Council and you're listening to the Community Connection Show. I'm the Community Development Officer for the Upper Yarra here, a beautiful place to work and to live. And we've got a great show tonight today. We've got Michael from Stable One talking about what is Stable One and the work they do in the area. Next, we're talking with Council Grants now open for our small grants and our grants community. I have Nat and Kelly to give some more details about Council's funding local communities to run and deliver local events and services through Council funding. And finally, we have our library guests here today. We have Emma and Joseph. We're talking about what's on in the libraries. But just to kick us off, you will hopefully have now got power. It's been a tough few days for everyone, obviously with lockdown and with the massive storms. And we are feeling for you, and hopefully everyone is safe and now warm and have power. But if you do need support, there are the shower and power sites across the council. If you need to grab a shower, have a warm place, charge your phones, and also there is some food and other parcels and support as well. So there's staff across the Shire. They're open from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. The one for the Upper Yarra is at the Yarra Junction Pavilion at the football oval there. And there's also one in Healesville, which is in Queen's Park. So again, they're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And there you can provide support with some shower, some food parcels, there's some torches there as well, some hygiene packs, and there's staff there. So if you need any assistance in regards to support you might need or any other referrals, they're there to help as well. And if you need more information, go to the council website. And on the front page there is a link there with all the information around the storm emergency information. And you can also call 1300 368 333 at council if you need more information in regards to other emergency services as well. So hopefully you do have power. Hopefully you'll be able to sit home in a warm house, a dry house, listening to the radio, and you'll hear my lovely voice, but also our first guest, Michael from Stable One. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Michael. Thanks for having us here.
Lovely to be here with you. Thank you so much. Now, we're actually still running the show online, so not in the studio. We're at home. I'm actually home in Lauderdale at the moment, in my in-law's house. Michael, where are you joining from today?
Launching place. So in the valley?
Yes, beautiful. In the heart of the valley.
A beautiful part of the world.
Yes, yes. And so tell us a bit about, if people haven't heard Stable One before, what is Stable One?
Stable One is an organization that provides supportive accommodation for those experiencing homelessness. And we operate kind of two different venues, if you would say, or two different ways. One is to provide crisis accommodation during the winter months. And we do that through our winter shelter networks. And then we also now this year have started something called The Lodge, where we offer more stable accommodation for those experiencing homelessness.
That's a very interesting name as well, Stable One, which has a great meaning behind it. Can you talk to you about that and how that name came about?
Absolutely, absolutely. We realized that homelessness, it's more than just providing a shelter. It's providing stability. And we realized that being stable is a foundation which all people need in their lives in order to move forward and to achieve the next step, whatever that might be. And so we want to provide people a stable foundation to help them to feel secure, loved, supported. And that's an important part of life. We also realize that as we support churches in what they do, that we understand that Jesus was born in a stable, a great foundation place for him, but also that that it's not just the stable part, but it's the one part too, mm-hmm. and that we would do this for one person experiencing homelessness right now. In the Bible, in the New Testament, the book of Luke, there's a story where Jesus tells about people that have sheep and one of them wanders off from the flock, and he says, well, wouldn't you leave the 99 that you have to go save the one? And so there's a great significance in what we would do for even the one that's experiencing homelessness right now. So you combine those together, stability for the one, and you get stable one.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful name, and says a lot as well. I mean, you said it's more than just if you're experiencing homelessness or living rough. The shelter is one thing, but really is having that safe place to be and having the stability as well. That's not just that one night, but a bit longer as well, of making sure you can sort of get the support you need and feel connected and with the people around you and feel safe as well. And just what Stable One is doing. And so if people might not have a visual of what that looks like, but somebody might be experiencing homelessness and they how do they connect with you and what does it look like when they walk through the doors?
Sure. So again, there's the two different ways that we're supporting those rough sleeping or experiencing homelessness right now. First is with the crisis winter accommodation shelters. And those are done throughout Victoria and even interstate now. We actually have a network up in Toowoomba that just kicked off this year. And these are churches that open up their doors for one night a week. And usually they shift locations, but people can come and get a warm meal, stay in a safe, secure location, be given a great breakfast, and then they return. Sometimes people have jobs or they have other engagements they have to be a part of. And then the next night, they'll join us at the next location, the next church that opens up. And so that's the winter shelter, and that's how they operate. For more information, you can go to the stable1.org website, and a list of the venues are available on there with contact information. And then what we also do now in the Valley, for more longer term, not just one night a week or a rotating night, we work with agencies, local agencies that refer people to us. And this is more of a on a weekly basis. They will come and stay with us, and it's a chance for them to come in and have their meals provided for. We team up with their workers or their agency workers that they might have, or their NDIS workers or support workers, to help them engage back in. Part of the lodge, we have a desire to care, connect, and empower. So we care for them. We empower them to maybe move to the next goals in their life, but also connect them with all the things they need, to connect them with their GPs or a mental health plan, all these things to help connect them that you wouldn't just find in a crisis accommodation. So it's kind of we are meeting the needs just with two different levels of, or two different groups of people.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it's so important, obviously, here with the up year, the weather being so cold, having that winter program running throughout the year, through that winter period. So a safe place and a warm place through those cold months. But also, yeah, it's amazing that you just started this new program. This started last year, correct?
Well, absolutely. COVID was a challenge for many people, but it also opened new ideas and new innovations. And because we could not meet here as churches in the Yarra Valley, because of COVID reasons, this new opportunity came up where we are able to be at a central location now at the lodge, a central location for people to come stay, not long term, because this is not a forever house for anybody, but it's at least to provide a little more stability than a rotating nightly bed somewhere. Yeah. And it's a blessing. It really is. It's an incredible blessing.
Yeah, it's amazing work that you do. And like I said before, like you've mentioned before, that it's through little churches it started with, and having them open the doors one day on a week. So this is all through volunteer work, and it is something that started in the Yarra Ranges, but now you mentioned that it's spreading out across Victoria and interstate as well.
That's absolutely correct. It started here locally in Lilydale with the heart and the vision of our director, Jenny, and then it spread out from there, and it just happened to a real need. Homelessness will not go away. It's going to be something that's going to be on our doorsteps wherever we look. But if we can help in some small way make an impact in people's lives by taking them out of the cold, giving them a place of shelter, support, and help them move in a healthy way forward with stability. If we can help just impact one person's life, it's well worth the effort.
Yeah, it's incredible what you do. And if someone's listening now, they might know of somebody they think is doing it tough and sleeping rough. What could they do to support that person in regards to helping them connect with yourself or providing that support that they might need?
Absolutely. So there is, again, the website was going to be your best avenue to go to, depending on where the people are, because mm-hmm. the different networks have different contact phone numbers, and all that's listed on the webpage at stableone.org. So STABLEONE.org. And you can go there to find out about our winter shelters and then also about the lodge. You can see the difference between the two that we've been talking about and the contact numbers for both. But I would just refer you to the website. That's going to be the best place to get all the information.
Yeah.
And also to volunteer. If you'd like to volunteer.
I was going to say that, yeah, so people would like to support either volunteering or other types of support. How can they do that?
The same way, go to the website. All the information's on there. We have volunteers. Although we have talked about supporting churches, we have a lot of volunteers. And the main goal is that they have a heart for the people. They don't have to have a religious background or profess a certain or attend a church. But we just want them to have a love for people and want for them what we want for them. And that's to see them be supported during this time in their life. And so if you're a volunteer and you've got some free time, and you're across Victoria, either the winter night shelters, they need people to stay overnight shifts. And we have volunteer needs here at the lodge. We're based right now in Launching Place. So if it's convenient for you, a beautiful part of the world, would love to have you contact us to see if we can team up together to help support those experiencing homelessness.
Yeah, thank you so much, Michael. The work that the Stable One does and yourself is so important, and really, you know, through COVID and through this, obviously this last week, you realize how things can change so quickly for people and be in a situation they never expected to be in. So having a place that's stable for them and supportive and nurturing is so important to be there. So thank you so much for the work that you do, and obviously all the volunteers and from Stable One. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
And thank you. And so again, if you want to find out more information, you can go to Stable One, STABLEONE.org. And you can find out where you might be able to get some support, or also volunteer as well. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Michael. We'd love to come back maybe after winter months to see how it went and see what new events are happening in Stable One's organization.
And if we have more time next time, we'll share some incredible stories.
Yeah, that would be lovely. Well, do you have one now? Because we have got a little few minutes. You want to have a little story to share?
Well, I mean, we are, again, no details about people, personal information. But there have been some great results and people just finding, you know, it's amazing coming from, if you've come from a rough sleeping environment, even what it does to the mindset to be able to find a secure bed with warmth and food provided, some of these things that you stress every day of what's going to happen to you, just alleviating those things makes a great difference in people's lives. And we've even seen that so far this year, people's their attitudes and even their health and their mental health as well, physical and mental health. You can see steps of restoration because of stability in their lives. And it's really great to see. And but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be incredible to see that, especially supporting that person through the winter months or a bit long term in where you are in Launching Place, to see the impact of their lives and seeing them be able to move on and connect and reconnect with themselves as well.
And last year we did a trial period really quick and opening up the lodge here. And a couple of our lodgers last year now have places to live. They're employed full time. And so they just needed a safe place to get back on their feet again. So we were happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you so much, Michael, for your time today.
Thanks, Michael.
Enjoy the warmth in the where you are in the launching place, and we'll hopefully touch base again after winter and see some new stories to hear after this winter period.
Look forward to it. Thanks again. Take care.
Thank you. Bye. We've got a short break now for a song, and coming up next is Nat and Kelly talking about the council grants. Thank you so much, Michael, for joining us before. And like I said, if you want to find out more, go to stableone.org. And if you can volunteer, that's great. But maybe you don't have a place to volunteer and you'd like to put support somewhere else. So they would love to see some donations of clothes, of food. Or it is also a chance for you if you would like to donate as well, of a financial donation. So there's many ways you can support this great organisation. Just go to stableone.org and you'll find the contact details there. But next, we have Kelly from our Grantsmith Council. Afternoon, Kelly.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you going?
Very well. Now, you have some wonderful news to us. You are a person bearing some exciting news with the grants now opening up for the Grants for Community.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. So at the moment, our annual Grants for Community program is open, and we're on the lookout for local not-for-profit community groups and artists who might have some ideas up their sleeve for a community project that they want to become a reality for next year.
Lovely. So with the Grants Community, when is it open? When does it close? And what kind of things can you apply for?
Sure thing. So at the moment it's open. Applications are open at this stage through until the 15th of July at 3 p.m. And basically we've got a bucket of money of $525,000 that's available. And basically local groups or local creatives can apply for grants of up to $10,000 for projects across three areas. So we've got our arts and heritage funding stream, we've also got festivals and events, and last but no means least, we've got community development as well. And I guess particularly this year, with everything, we've had a pretty rough time in the community with COVID. So we are particularly looking for recovery projects that can help our community. So things like those that, you know, build mental and physical health and well-being, support our communities to be strong and well-connected, and to help our little townships and villages to thrive once more. We're really on the lookout for those this year.
As I said, like, yeah, with COVID, people are thinking very local, be able to walk down a street more often and meet their neighbours for the first time, right, or have more connections locally. So these grants are a good opportunity to think about if you have an idea of an event or activity or some way to support local connections and helping people become more resilient and stay connected in the community. These are some grants here for support to support those, you know, support you to deliver those activities.
Yeah, absolutely. And Michael, did you want me to share a couple of examples of what's been funded this year in the region?
Yeah, that'd be great to hear some stories of past examples. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, sure thing. So we've got it's really varied each year. There's lots of different and creative ideas that come through the grants program, and we always encourage everyone to get in touch with us to sort of check and have a chat about their program ideas. But ones that we've funded include ones like Siri's First Impressions Clothing Exchange. This year they left their roots down in Moorabbark and actually provided a series of pop-up roadshow events across the Yarra Ranges, and they were able to connect women with access to affordable quality clothing and a range of support services. I think from memory it kicked off in Yarra Junction at the Siri Hub and then it sort of rolled on and was followed by visits to Hillsville, Selby and finished up at the Warburton Redwood Centre. And then we've got some really cool sort of annual events like the Warby Summer Produce Market. So it's like a twilight summer market hosted in the heart of good old Warburton. The market showcases like local food producers and artisan makers, community groups and artists. And it's a real opportunity for people to come together on a regular basis, connect with local musicians. It's a really accessible event, so everyone's welcome to sort of come down and enjoy the fun. And also a youth committee has been sort of mentored throughout the project, so you know they get to develop event management skills, which helps bring the market to life. So that's a pretty cool project as well. And then we've got our larger events like Yarra Valley Open Studios. Many of the listeners may be aware of the annual event, and it provides local artists with an opportunity to connect with the community in their private studios, a bit of a behind-the-scenes tour of the inner workings of our local artists. And it helps develop new audiences, sales and build profiles as well. And it culminates in a big exhibition at Yarra at the end. So there's lots of different projects that we do fund. And then I guess a brilliant example of one in the COVID space this year was our friends out at the Yarra Valley Singers. So they've been able to continue rehearsing and connecting in a virtual and digital space. So they've gone online and that was all just to keep connected, keep singing through music, and it's helped them to continue practicing together so that when restrictions do lift, when they sort of stop and then lift and stop and then lift, they're ready to practice when it comes to performing in the live environment again. So they're just a couple of examples of what we've funded through grants for community.
Yeah, it's an amazing diverse group of organisations and groups that are providing some fantastic activities for community to be involved in. I think people will be very aware of the Warby Valley Markets now, who actually they've started to run throughout the whole year as well. So if you've been down to Warburton for the markets there, that's the market Kelly's been mentioning. That's been funded by council, which has, you know, a great gathering place, helps support local organisations and businesses as well. So, yeah, great outcomes for community through these grants. And that brings us to who can apply for these grants, Kelly?
Yeah, so local not-for-profit incorporated community groups can apply. Also, individual artists can apply in the arts and heritage stream. If you're not an incorporated community group or you're an artist, you can always have your application auspiced by somebody that is. Now, that could be someone like your local community house, a local school, or another local not-for-profit community group.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if you are a little organisation or a group of a few people who've got a great idea, you can call Kelly or the grants team or one of the community development officers at council, and they can talk to you and help you brainstorm your idea. So even if you've got a bit of a seed, not quite sure what it might look like or how to do it, give us a call at the council, you'll get through to the grants team or one of the community development officers or someone who can help out, and we'll be able to just help you talk through your idea, get some ideas of how you might better work with other people. And again, if you're an organisation or, you know, a small group of people, you're not incorporated, we might be able to help you identify someone who could auspice your application as well, help you connect up and build your project to a sort of stronger and more resilient project as well. And so, Kelly, so these programs, their grants are now open for application. They close on the 15th of July. And but when do the projects or the programs need to be delivered?
Yeah, good question, Michael. So these are for projects that kick off in the 2022 calendar year. So you've got a little bit of time to plan and get some rubber on the road. But yeah, we are looking for projects that kick off from January next year.
Yeah, beautiful. And any tips for people who are listening to think about where to from here? If they've got an idea, what's next steps? And any tips for them and their applications?
Yeah, if you're not sure, the biggest tip, if you're not sure, just ask, connect with us. So we're connect with us here in the grants team on 1300 368 333 or via email at grants@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, or as you suggested earlier, connecting with your local community development officer, such as yourself, Michael. And then that way we can connect you with the right people. We can have a discussion about your project. You can pitch your idea to us, and we can support you to be on the right track and potentially connect you with other people that might be doing like-minded projects as well. So those conversations are really helpful and really handy for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kelly, for the exciting news. So if you need information, you can just call the council on the landline or go to the council website and just search grants, and you'll find on the page there with all the information around the dates and the categories and some contact details as well. Thank you so much, Kelly, for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Now we're going to do a short break for a song and come back with Nat to talk about our small grants, which are monthly $1,000 grants.
This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Here's Max Merritt with his new track, Heart Have Mercy.
Heart have mercy, heart have mercy on me. Heart have mercy, mercy on me. To pretend that I can live without her, that we could be just friends. Don't you let me down this time. Don't you let me down this time. Heart have mercy on me. Heart have mercy.
welcome back to the Community Connection Show with Michael Goodrich from Yarrandoos Council. And our next guest is Nat from the Grants team. Afternoon, Nat.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you going?
I'm going well. I'm inside. It's warm, which is great.
Yep.
And so where are you joining us from today?
I'm in Kilsyth, so Kilsyth South. So it's the sun's just coming out, so it's warming up, so it's nice.
Yes, yes.
Have a nice view of the Dandenong Ranges.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, lovely country. So beautiful. So you're working in the grants team.
Yes, I am, alongside Kelly.
Yes.
I look after the small grant program, which is a quick release funding, and that occurs every month. So if you miss out 1 month, you know, rest assured there's another one coming up in the next month. So there are $1,000, up to $1,000 grants. It's probably best to probably, if you have a project occurring in, for example, July, try and get your application in a couple of months beforehand. So May, if you apply then, they are open for the whole month, and usually we turn it around in, say, 3 weeks to let you know whether you have been successful or not, and you receive your funding in about up to 4 weeks' time. We offer funding for connected social inclusion projects, economic development. If you have, if you're a not-for-profit incorporated business, like a trading group, we offer up to $1,000 or sports participation. Sorry, we also offer in-kind hall and venue hire as well. And just recently, we also have the COVID-19 community relief up to $1,000, and that's for non-for-profit community groups as well, who would like to purchase PPE equipment or have been affected by COVID also.
Yeah.
And yes, they're open every month, bar December. We've had a few around Warburton as well, which we've done. We support the River Folk Festival, which happens every year, and a lot of projects that have happened that had to reinvent themselves and are offering instead of having in person, that actually went online. So we offered assistance in payments for Zoom or some iPads and things like that. We offer up to 50% for equipment costs as well. There's also, we support the Hoddle Creek CFA, the Edible Warburton Community Garden. They wanted to put some signs up, so we offer support there. And there's lots of little projects that come out. The Warburton Wheel project, they wanted to do a handmade night market, and they wanted to, have some entertainment. So we assisted in paying for the artists. So, again, you need to be a not-for-profit community group. If you're not incorporated, again, as for Grants for Community, you can also have an auspice, which will assist you as well with your project.
Yeah, it's great. There's a really diverse range of things that you can apply through these small grants, which is amazing to see. Like you mentioned, there's a few of those programs there that are around, doing some signage for an event or hiring someone to come in and run activities. But I think small grants are also a great way just to test it. You've got a little idea and you're like, oh, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah,
what it looks like.
Pilot
so good way to.
Yep.
Yeah, like let's say instead of doing a big festival, like, oh, we might just do one little event and keep it small and just see how it goes. And these grants are just perfect for that.
Yeah, there's also a training for a mental health training as well. We've had a few organisations apply to train their staff, especially in these COVID times with mental health issues on the increase.
Mm.
Yeah, it's quite varied. Have a look, jump online on the Yarra Rangers website and just search small grants, and a whole list of all the information will come up, and you need to apply through the Smarty Grants portal, it's called, and it's quite an easy form to fill out. It might take you up to an hour to actually apply, so have a go. They're open at the moment. They close on the 30th of this month. And, yeah, as I said, they're open every month and they're quick response grants.
Yeah, that's great. So, again, yes, they close the 30th of each month. So, if now people, organisations or groups can apply for one grant per year or
per
receive one grant per year. So, if you haven't applied for a grant this financial year, so you said this month because it was your last chance this financial year, and then obviously in July, new financial year, and then you can apply again for that as well. And so, yeah, end of the month, they close on the 30th. And then you will receive notification of the outcome within 2 or 3 weeks and then receive the funding if you're successful within that sort of that end of the next month as well. And great advice, Nat. Yeah, think forward. I think you're running the event, say, in a few months' time, apply for grants of 2 months before at least you want to run your activity or event. Gives you plenty of time to go through that process of being assessed and then be able to receive the money and then be able to start to plan and deliver as well.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
So, thank you, Nat. And so, yes, it's Yarranges Council website. Just search small grant and all the information is there. But again, call the council phone line to speak to an officer or a staff member to assist you. And there is great grants every month to open up. Like Nat said, the form is nice and simple, or simple as we can make it. So if you need any help, someone's on the phone, just give us a call. We can help you talk you through it and love to be able to support small organisations and groups to deliver some great outcomes for our community. Thank you so much, Nat.
No problems. Thanks for having me, Michael.
Cheers. Bye. And next and last, not lucky last, is Emma from the Eastern Regional Libraries. How are you, Emma?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Now, because we're radio, people can't see our faces, but you have some spectacular hair.
I do. It's my favourite colour. It's green.
Green and I think there's a...
Yeah, it's like bright green. Yeah. Bright fluoro green and dark green.
Yeah. And so, Emma, where are you joining us from today?
I'm at Yarra Junction Library and I'm speaking on behalf of this library in Healesville.
Yeah. And so tell us what's happening. So, interesting times with COVID restrictions. Now, it's just been announced a few changes as well. So, what does that look like for libraries and what can libraries do now?
So at the minute, we are back open to the public. So during the lockdown and towards the beginning of the storms we had, we were doing call and collect. So you can call the library and if you wanted some books, we would put them out the front for you. But we're currently back open to the public, which means you can come into the library and use the facilities. So we have, it's nice and warm, we have the free Wi-Fi and you can borrow items. But we are also offering the call and collect if people can't get out here or they're trying to protect themselves from interacting with others. We are at a limited capacity, but we're following the same rules as everyone else. So checking in, wearing masks, but otherwise we are open.
Yeah, lovely. And so you said, so now you're back open, which is beautiful because you're both sites in Yarra Junction and in Healesville. Some beautiful sites there, especially during winter when it's cold, to come into there and find a comfy couch or a comfy chair and grow a book and have a read.
Absolutely, yeah. And a lot of people are using this space to catch up with people, particularly I know that the restrictions are changing, but a few people are using it as a space to meet up with others, whether they go then get a coffee afterwards. And both Healesville and Yarra Junction are located near the shops as well and cafes. So if you weren't looking at doing multiple trips, at least it's quite close by other facilities as well.
Yeah. And so people who might know, come down to Healesville or to Yarra Junction or staying at home or like, might be a bit busy and can't make it down there. Hey, Oscar, what other services does the library have that which they can connect to?
So we have a really, really great website and an app that also links to our catalogue system. All you need is a library membership and you can actually sign up online. So if you're thinking, well, I can't make it to a library to sign up to be a member, you can actually sign up on our website. So that's yourlibrary.com.au. And on there you can browse all the things that we borrow at the library or we offer for borrowing, so books, magazines, audiobooks. We also offer DVDs and we have board games and video games. So it's actually quite a large selection. And, of course, lots of children's materials. So books, comics, board books, which are very, very popular these days. A lot of families feel more comfortable borrowing board books. But you can also borrow digital resources. So our library is connected with an app called Libby, and you can borrow books on there for children, teenagers and adults, and also audiobooks, which are very popular as well, particularly if you don't have a CD player to play some of our audiobooks, you can access the MP3 version.
Yeah, it's a great app and a great website there. So you can, you walk into Yarranton Library, you'll have the books there in front of you, but through it via the app, you'll have the whole catalogue of all the Eastern Winter Library's collections. So you might find a book that might be stored in another library that can get delivered to the library of your choosing. You can pick it up from there.
That's correct. And on our website as well, if you go in, there's a section called eBooks and Digital, and it offers a lot of other resources we have. So we're connected to a service called Canopy, which is a streaming service that has lots of great movies, documentaries, and lots of really great children's stuff as well. So quite a number of stories being retold through animation. We also have Storybox. So Storybox is another streaming service where lots of famous people, whether they're authors, actors, comedians, reading children's books and talking about them. It's a really, really great resource.
Yeah, incredible resource. So you think of, all those multiple online streaming sites. There's a library, and it's there for free. The Canopy, and it's an incredible catalogue there. I've been using it with my son for a bit. Some great, really curated programs and really interesting stuff you wouldn't find elsewhere as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And so you said if people are not a library member, they don't actually go into the library now. They can just go to the website.
They can sign up online. And then what happens is when you are ready to come into the library, we'll make you up a card. But in the meantime, you get a temporary account that you can use. And that means you can start using Libby and start using Canopy and all of that.
Fantastic. And when people do come to the library, we're not running programs at the moment, but you are able to come in and sit and browse, enjoy. And we have your computers there to be able to use as well. Are they available at the moment?
They are available at the moment. So we have some computers to use. We have our photocopying and printing services as well, which is very popular at both Healesville and Yarra Junction. A lot of people like to come in and print off anything that they need to. And we also offer scanning, which is a free service. Printing and photocopying does have a small cost, but it's still quite cheap and affordable as well.
And like I mentioned, because of the current restrictions, you're not running any programs on site at the libraries, but you do have a few things that you're running still online.
Yeah, there's a little bit that we try to run online, but yeah, at the moment we're sort of waiting to see what the restrictions are going to say for libraries. There's obviously announcements made today, so that might change, and any of that information is usually available on our website. So if you want to know if we are offering in-house events, that's the best place to look. Otherwise, you're always welcome to call the libraries as well.
So call libraries or pop in and say hello. Any top picks of new releases or books that you've seen have been popular more recently, particularly thinking about school holidays coming up too, so keeping the kids busy and interested?
Yeah, so the Children's Book Awards, the shortlist was announced a few months ago now, and it's getting very close to announcing the winner. So we have got a number of those titles on the bookshelf. And in terms of popular releases for adults, we do every month we usually have a hot new releases list that we put up around the library. So that also includes DVDs as well. So if you're ever looking for what's current, you can refer to those, or just come up and talk to one of the librarians, because we'll also help you if you're not sort of sure what you're looking for. That's what we're there for. We're there to help you with all of that.
Yeah, and I remember too the last time in the show, you had an astronaut about to read a book.
Yes.
And how did that go?
It went really well. So we ended up going to Yarra Junction Primary School and did the viewing there. and we read the story as well and did an activity afterwards, and the children really enjoyed it. They were a bit confused at first because they thought I was the astronaut, and they're like, you don't look like an astronaut.
So I'm not.
But it was very cool because it was done in space. Obviously, there was no gravity inside the rocket ship, or very little, and so the book was actually spinning around, and she did the couple of really cool tricks as well, and yeah, it was. She just read it really, really, really well, and she was able to add her own facts in as well about space and the story. So yeah, it was a really cool experience for everyone.
Yeah, beautiful. And school holidays, which are coming up, so you still got to.
Yes.
Anything to announce yet in regards to any programs, or are you still in the pipeline?
We have made a program, so we are holding high hopes that we can run our programs. It's quite a big one, so hopefully it will go ahead. And you can pick up copies of that brochure in the libraries. Otherwise, you can access it on our website. There's quite a lot happening in terms of story times. We have our digital literacy officers coming out as well and doing some fun STEM activities. We are going to be offering, I know Healesville are having a Olympic-themed story time, and it's going to be focusing on Japan in particular, because they're obviously hosting the Olympics this year, hopefully, if it all goes to plan. So they're going to be talking a lot about Japanese culture as well and doing some cooking and games. And at Yarra Junction, we're going to be offering some Lego experiences and some art experiences as well. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, hopefully it all goes forward.
Yeah.
So, yeah, programs available at the libraries, hard copies.
Yes, yes.
And obviously online as well.
That's it. So if you can't find them, just come and see us. Otherwise, we put them in all the brochures in the obvious places, and it's available on the first page of our website. Ready to go.
Beautiful. Well, fingers crossed that we all go well with our restrictions and be able to run those programs, and looking forward to catch with you next time to see how it all went.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Emma. And again, you can go to your website, yourlibrary.com.au. Oh, so close.
So close.
Great to see you again, Emma. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you.
Cheers. And thank you to all my guests. Thank you, Michael from Stable One. And again, you can find out more information about Stable One at stableone.com. It's a button if you want to donate or volunteer or find out more, go there. Thank you, Nat. And thank you, Kelly, for information around the council grants. So you can go to the council's website, yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and just search small grants or grants, and all the information is there for you. And again, thank you so much, Emma, for all the information about happening at the libraries in Healesville and in Yarra Junction. And again, you can go to the sites there at Healesville and Yarra Junction library sites, or yourlibrary.com.au. That's the show for this month. Lovely to see everyone again. I hope you're staying safe, staying warm. And if you know anybody else who needs some support with their power out, or have done it been tough in the last few weeks, again, we have the Shower and Power site at Yarra Junction Pavilion and at the Queen's Park in Healesville, where you can get charge your phone, have a warm shower, but also there's food hampers there, some torches, some COVID safe kits as well. So, and it's stuff there if you want to talk to them about other support you might need as well. So stay safe. Hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you again next month.